seconds left. Hardy with six. Hardy on Brown. Hardy with three. With two. Hardy reverse slam is gone. 1.2 left.
St. John's 12 of 14 from the field in the second half. Hans again.
Shamari Hans. 30.
Dylan Adaiwusu also in the ballgame.
Champagne, you're kidding me. Another three for Julian Champagne.
You are now listening to the Eye of the Storm podcast.
What's going on, Johnny Nation? Welcome to episode 48 of the Eye of the Storm podcast. My name is David Barov, and what a week it has been for St. John's. On Tuesday, March 21st, I was at Madison Square Garden watching Father Brian Shanley introduce Rick Pitino as the 22nd head coach in program history, and it has been a head-spinning week that has followed. We'll get to all of it momentarily, but I wanted to discuss with you guys what it was like being at that press conference. There was buzz. There was excitement. And for me as a fan, it was a sense of hope and optimism, and you could hear it in Rick Pitino's voice that there was passion and there was genuine gratitude that he was here. He talked about the history of the Big East. He talked about St. John's, and he talked about how much being a head coach at St. John's meant to him with Lou Carnesecca sitting there in the front row. He sounds grateful. He sounds happy to be in a power conference again. You've heard him talk about over the last few years that he was upset that in the MAC conference there was a one-bid league and he was looking to possibly leave for something better or even move Iona out of that league. And while assistant coach Steve Masiello did joke with him that he would coach for at least another 12 more years, Rick said that he signed a six-year contract and he was ready to work for at least that. The press conference was not necessarily pomp and circumstance, but you could feel the energy. There were people from all over New York there, high school coaches, AAU coaches, dignitaries from all sorts of professions, and media that you haven't seen cover St. John's in a really long time. Mike Craig took to the mic, and in his introduction of Rick Pitino, I love the shot that he took at UConn saying plenty of schools portray MSG as their home, but only one school can claim MSG as the real place that they call home. And that's St. John's. Father Shanley was great in his introduction. I loved his story about the phone call from a certain Rick Pitino player that helped seal the deal in his decision. Take a listen.
As you can imagine, since the St. John's coaching position has been vacant, I've gotten a lot of advice from people about what to do. Often unsolicited, go into the dry cleaner. You're going to hire Pitino or what? Standing in front of the church on Sundays, I got unsolicited advice. Lots of people calling me. And there was one phone call that really did clarify things for me. And I told Rick about this, but it was from Billy Donovan, who's former player for Providence, two-time NCAA champion coach, and a very successful NBA coach. And he called me up and he said, Father, I really think you should hire Rick Pitino. And he didn't talk about the wins. Rick is a winner. We all know that. But Billy talked about the impact that Coach had had on his life.
I love how Father Shanley spoke about the value of entrusting a player like Joel Soriano to Rick Pitino, about more than just becoming a better basketball player, but about becoming a better person in life. And then it was the Rick Pitino show, and he took the mic. And his 10 minutes or so were filled with heart, laughter, and legendary stories about his time in the Big East, where he mentioned Jim Boeheim and John Thompson and Rolly Massimino. There was respect for St. John's. There was respect for this school, the ninth most winningest basketball program in college basketball. He spoke about leaning on the high school and AAU coaches just like he did back in the day. So Joe Arbitello, Pat Mazzaroni, John Buck, Ron Naclario, all these amazing high school coaches in the local tri-state area, get ready because Rick Pitino's coming to you and he's going to show you how to keep New York players in New York. I think it's going to be a priority for this staff. I loved what Rick Pitino talked about in regards to building culture and what it's going to take.
But the first thing you have to do is you have to build a culture, not only a culture of great basketball, exciting basketball, but a culture of academic excellence, a culture of treating everybody with great respect. A work ethic second to none, giving every ounce of perspiration you have in you for the name on the front, St. John's. And it has to come from every high school coach that you have to hit in this area, because Every time I needed something, I turned to New York. It started at Kentucky on probation. Who did I turn to? Jamal Mashburn. He turned my fortunes around. At Louisville, who did I turn to? Russ Smith. At Providence, Billy Donovan, Darryl Wright from Hayes. It was always the New Yorkers that helped me get over the hump. And now I have to turn to all the New York coaches, the AAU coaches. I have to turn to all the fans to get behind St. John's. Lou built a legendary program. Legendary. And we will get back to those days by exemplifying everything that he taught. Because he truly had a family. It's not about the St. John's players joining me. I'm joining the St. John's players' family. I'm with them. They're not with me. I'm all in with them. I'm all in with everything that St. John stands for. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to get started.
And you know what? There were two other things that really stuck out from his press conference. The Big East Commissioner Val Ackerman was there. Val Ackerman does not show up to press conferences. She was not at Ed Cooley's press conference. She was not at Sean Miller's press conference. She was not at Shaheen Holloway's press conference. But she was at Rick Pitino's. I think that goes to show you just how important it is for the Big East and how much they value St. John's putting an emphasis on bringing this program back to prominence. She said so in her opening statements that she applauded Mike Craig and Father Shanley for doing what they had to do to bring in a legend like Rick Pitino to help elevate St. John's for the betterment of not only themselves, but also the Big East. The other thing that really stood out was Joel Soriano. Joel Soriano was in attendance. He was sitting there, he looked very dapper, and he was introduced as the captain by Rick Pitino.
I was put in the Hall of Fame. I didn't score 1 point, didn't grab one rebound, didn't have one assist. My players put me every step along the way into that elite company. And I have a young man here who's going to be our captain, Joel Soriano, who's going to go to heights he's never thought he could reach. And we're going to build something really special.
I think that speaks volumes. Joel Soriano, who is coming off an unbelievable season, will now be the anchor in the paint and the captain of St. John's in Rick Pitino's first year. I think that shows a great amount of trust that Rick Pitino has in Joel Soriano and how much he wants to improve Joel Soriano's stock, perhaps get him into the NBA. Who knows? But if there's one guy that could do it, it is Rick Pitino. I spoke to Joel Soriano one-on-one afterwards, and he told me that Rick Pitino said, put your trust in me. Put your trust in me, and I guarantee I will get you to where you need to go. There is a bond brewing there, and I think Joel Soriano is ready to follow up his amazing season with another one. And most of all, you know what really did it for me is Rick Pitino talked about St. John's and bringing them back to glory. I think what he talked about and the conviction that which he said it is what's going to get this St. John's fan base really behind this program. And we're going to see packed crowds and you're going to see a coaching staff that hits the ground running because they've already did. Take a listen to what Rick Pitino said.
And look, I've coached against the great coach Conoseca, Dean Smith, Frank McGuire in his last home game. From Coach K to Jim Boeheim, to all of the great ones in the business. And today, for me, this is one of the most special moments of my life. I've been to the Garden as the Knicks coach. I've been to the Garden as the Providence coach. And now I get to represent something really, really special. And it's not about when or if. It's going to happen for St. John's. And it's going to happen in a big way.
They opened the floor up to questions. And I wanted to know, and I wanted to ask Rick, what this moment was like for him in his illustrious career. What did it mean to be at St. John's right now after so many years of coaching excellence?
David Mara of Eye on the Storm podcast. Rick, welcome.
Thank you.
Is this a full circle moment for you? You played high school at St. Dominic's. You're from New York. Assistant coach with the Knicks, head coach of the Knicks early in your career. And now, at this point in your career, here at St. John's, is this full circle for you?
It is. My assistant told somebody I have 12 more years left, and I hope I don't. But I do have 6 years left. Father Shanley was nice enough to give me a six-year contract. Listen, I do something a little different than most head coaches. I take players in between class time every single day. From 8 to 8:45, I work with four players just on offensive moves. 9 to 9:45, the next four guys. 10 to 10:45, the next four guys. I work out from 12 to 1. I watch film from 1 to 2. The team comes in, we practice. And then we meet as a staff. We go over things. And I go home. So my life, I am a true basketball junkie. For 2 years when I was without basketball, I played golf. And it told me to get back in the game. It told me. So I have come full circle.
So as you can see, Rick is already hitting the ground running, and he most certainly has. To go through the first few days of the Rick Pitino era, I'm joined by Zach Braziller of the New York Post, who has been covering the happenings like a blanket. Zach, welcome back.
What's up, man? It's very different from the last time we talked, huh?
It sure is. It's very different from 2 weeks ago. We're recording on March 24th. 14 days ago was the Mike Anderson firing, and a few days after that, was Rick Pitino hired as the 22nd head coach in school history. Zach, you've been covering this program for a long time. Do you ever think you'd hear those words?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. Really didn't have to wait too long for Pitino, but it felt like an eternity. I mean, from when Iona was out that Friday night until, you know, the hire on, I guess it was Monday afternoon, it felt like a month, not 3 days. But yeah, look, it's the press conference the other day was electric. I don't think there's any other way to say it. I mean, they won the press conference, obviously. It reminded me a little of the Mullen press conference with obviously some major differences. You know, there was this nostalgia of feeling of they're going to head back to what they were, bring back to national relevance. But the Mullen thing we always knew was there were questions of, was he going to work enough? Could he coach? Could he do it at this level? And with Pitino, there are none of those questions. You know what he's going to do. You know the guy's going to win. You know he's going to get players. Like, the only question is the age, you know? But what you've seen at him, what he did with Iona for 3 years, 2 NCAA tournaments, 2 MAC regular season crowns, you know, coaching up guys who were under, you know, recruited like Walter Clayton Jr. and Nelly Jr. Joseph. I mean, everyone basically thinks St. John's is going to be back. It's just a question of how long it'll take.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up the Mullen press conference, and we remember some of the famous lines from that Chris Mullen press conference that we joke around now, and how that tenure basically flamed out. This time, when Rick Pitino told his stories and says that it's not if, but when we come back, and talks about St. John's in the past tense and about the glory and bringing him back to that glory. You know, when Chris Mullen kind of said all those similar things, he didn't have a track record to stand on, and it didn't work out. When somebody like Rick Pitino says it, there's just a lot of weight behind that. So, I mean, Zach, you and I both were at the press conference on Tuesday. You said that it was electric. I felt the same. At some points, I was just sitting there kind of just staring at what was happening and kind of still not really believing that this was happening, but it's real. It has happened, and they have hit the ground running. One of the big comments from Rick Pitino was that he didn't expect this roster to look the same. He said they would have to bring in at least 6 to 8 guys. It's already started. Rafael Pinzon and Omar Stanley are in the transfer portal. We have talks about other guys who are being looked at. First is the guy who you just mentioned, Walter Clayton Jr. You have already reported that there is a visit scheduled by Clayton next week to St. John's. To me, here's how I view this. He says, according to you, and I'll let you speak on this in a second, it is between Florida and St. John's, where he is from, down south, or he's going to follow Coach P. If I am a player who was developed by Rick Pitino and was basically given this platform to become a star, and now you're one of the top kids in the portal, kind of hard to see Walter Clayton Jr. leaving St. John's next week without committing to Coach Pitino. What do you think?
Yeah, like he definitely said being close to home is something that interests him. And I think it might be a different situation if Florida's basketball program was in a better situation than it is right now. It, you know, the program has really fallen off. You never know about being home and what goes on in someone's personal life. But yeah, St. John's wants him. There's no question about it. I think he's really good, personally. I mean, I've only watched him a handful of times, but I watched him in the MAC tournament, watched him in the NCAA tournament. I think he's a very good player.
Average 17 points per game, yeah.
No, he's a very good player, and he's a guy that is only getting better. You know, the one thing about Clayton is he was a football player. You know, he was a big – he had big-time offers early in high school as a safety. And he didn't really start just solely focusing on basketball until his junior year of high school. And, you know, he only really had like low and a few mid-major offers coming out of high school. He didn't really get to play much AAU. You know, COVID hit and he had a nice freshman year. And then the sophomore year, he blew up where he was one of the best mid-major guards in the country. I think he'd be a really nice piece here. And they clearly want him. There's no question about it. Yeah, look, you never know what's going to happen, but I'd be surprised if he's not here.
17 points per game for Clayton, shot over 43% from three.
He's also the number one free throw shooter in the nation, St. John's fans.
And that's definitely a bugaboo for St. John's fans, as we certainly know. Zach, one of the big things that everybody was curious about with Rick Pitino coming on is, what is his staff going to look like? We found out that Van Maken was being kept over from the last staff, but the rest of his staff is going to be comprised of his Iona staff, Steve Masiello, Talik Brown, Bob Walsh, and I believe Ricky Johns. For those that don't know, I mean, I know that you know Steve for a little while, head coach at Manhattan for many years, and that he played for Rick Pitino, coached under Rick Pitino in other spots. Louisville, played for him at Kentucky as a walk-on. What can you tell St. John's fans about this new staff?
Pitino thinks Talik Brown, you know, who's a Queens guy, actually went to St. John's Prep 5 minutes from where I live. So I'm a big, you know, got to throw that out there. But Talik Brown was a McDonald's All-American, was a great player at UConn, played all over the place professionally overseas, was at UConn in player development for a few years. He joined Iona staff this year. Pitino thinks he's a rising star. He loves him. He was out in California yesterday taking a look at a few top senior high school prospects. One of them, Garvey Dual, a top 100 player who decommitted from Providence. And St. John's has made him a focus in terms of bringing in a high school kid. So you have Talik Brown. You have Steve Masiello. So you had Bob Walsh was at Providence with Ed Cooley. You have Ricky Johns. It's going to be interesting to see. You know, obviously Van is back. They love Talik Brown. There's like Rick raves about him. He's going to be an assistant here. There's no question. Steve Masiello is going to be the associate head coach. He was a huge part of Pitino's success in Louisville. They were there together for 6 years, and Mass recruited a ton of their best players from this area. He has a ton of connections. You still have heard that there could be another hire here. You know, we all know there are two, you're allowed now more assistants on your staff. So there has been some talk of bringing in, you know, someone else. You know, they could put some of these guys in different positions, whether it's director of basketball operations or player development. So, you know, I asked yesterday, is there going to be any kind of official announcement? And it doesn't sound like that's in the near future, but Masiello is going to be basically the guy running recruiting. You're going to obviously have Van heavily involved. Talik is going to be out doing stuff as well. And then, you know, we'll see how the rest of the staff falls into place. But we've seen a lot with the last few St. John staff where it kind of falls on one guy. That was really Van with Mike Anderson, Matt Abdelmassi with Chris Mullen. You're going to look, Masiello is going to be the point person. He's going to be the guy really out front in terms of the assistants, but they're all going to be out actively recruiting. They're all going to coach. This is going to be a new age staff. This isn't going to be one guy coaches, one guy X's and O's, one guy recruits. You know, you're going to see them all doing everything.
Days after the press conference, and it feels like my head's spinning because there's so much going on right now. We've already touched on Walter Clayton Jr. Listen to everything that has happened. And let me just preface it. Listen to some of the stuff that has happened since the press conference finished. A visit to Stepanak to recruit Boogie Fland, one of the top players in the class of 2024. And they were also looking at class of 2025 four-star point guard Danny Carbuccia, who is the cousin of St. John's legend Felipe Lopez. That morning, they offered five-star Carter Bryant, who already has a Final Two of Louisville and Arizona, So that's really interesting. They offered two other five-star kids. They offered four-star Ahmad Noel from Philly. They contacted 2023 portal entrant Chris Ledlam. He played at Harvard. He's going to transfer out of Harvard, but is from Brooklyn and played with the New York Jayhawks. They made contact with Sir Muhammad, a 2024 four-star 6'6 guard, the son of Nazir Muhammad, who played for Patino at Kentucky. His uncle is Alaji Muhammad, who played for Patino at Louisville. So lots of connections there. Day two saw the in-home visit confirmed with Towson transfer Nick Timberlake, as well as offer to a 2025 point guard DeMarco Johnson. And they expressed interest in Temple transfer Zach Hicks, who St. John's played against at the Empire Classic. I got to catch my breath. Zach, your keyboard must be on fire. You've covered this over the last few days. What do you make of all this action over the last 3 days?
You know, the big thing that I've noticed, especially when you look at the transfers, is they're going for guys who are ultra skilled, who really shoot. Clayton's a guy who shoots 40% from three. Timberlake's a guy who shoots 40% from three. Ledlam is only a 30% guy, but he's a guy who averaged 18-8 at Harvard. You know, they're really going to look to get shooters to surround Joel Soriano with, and if Pasha Alexander comes back as well. You know, this team last year obviously had major shooting problems, and they're going for athletes, but they're going for guys who can really, really shoot. There's no question about it. They're going to be a high 3-point shooting team. I mean, Patino was doing that before it became in vogue, you know, at Louisville. His team shot a million threes. And that was really before, you know, the analytics age where everyone started taking tons of threes.
He did it back in Kentucky where it was 87 is the year that the 3-point line got introduced. And shortly thereafter, he kept saying that we're going to shoot like 15 threes a game. And then he realized other teams were shooting a little bit more and were winning games. And he's like, whoa, we got to up that number. And he revolutionized the way that he would implement the three. And it's gone on all those years later. I think it's really impressive. I mean, Zach, this is weird for St. John's fans. This is weird for St. John's news all over SportsCenter, all over the outlets, trending on Twitter. Fans united and excited and in good spirits about the program. I don't know what really to make of this. We're so not used to this. Zach, you've been covering the Knicks most of the year, and now the last few days you've been all over the St. John's coverage. I'm sure for you it's exciting as well to cover an exciting basketball program in Queens, but this is certainly a different time in Queens.
You know, I've always said, you know, I've done this for a while. I've been with the team since about 2014. I've always wanted to cover a good St. John's team. You know, I mean, we've had, Lavin's last year, they made a tournament, and Mullins last year, the team was pretty good until it fell off late. But I've always wanted to cover a legit St. John's team, like a legit top 20 team. I've always wanted to know what that was like, just kind of what that was like, just covering games that we packed and having a really plugged in fan base and excitement. And you're kind of, and the last few days you've gotten a sense of that, but when I said, like, I never imagined this, because this to me is even different than we got to see, they got to win games, they got to get players. We all know there's a yeah. lot that has to happen here. But just the buzz and excitement this program has had, I mean, is crazy. Like, I did a story, you know, talking to Boogie Flan's father and high school coach, and like, did like 50,000 page views, which is like insane. Like, for a St. John's recruiting story, like, my boss is all in on this. He's, you know, they want to basically Patino stories every day this week. I did the Boogie Flan story the other day. Yesterday, I talked to Walter Clayton Jr. My boss emails me this morning. Hey, what do you think we can do for St. John's today? You know, it's pretty cool. It's fun. You know, it's like, this is what you want. You don't want to, I don't want to be chronicling, are they going to fire the coach, and why are there issues behind the scenes, and they're 2-whatever in quad one games the last. Like, that's not fun. I don't enjoy doing that. Like, this is fun. Like, this is exciting to have people like ask me all the time, like, who are they looking at today? Just talking about how excited they are. And it's fun. And like, you know, and it sounds like the Garden next year, they're going to play my guess is they're going to probably play between 8 and 10 games there. And I haven't seen that in a long time. And I mean, the future, it's, it sounds like he wants to basically play every game either there or at some kind of major arena, which is, I found it interesting the other day when he said, Karnisek, we're not going to be able to play Karnisek Arena. Our brand is going to be too big, which is like, and he's Rick Pitino. Who's to argue with him?
Yeah. I think that's the point here is that Rick Pitino, when he says it, it's kind of hard to deny or doubt him because he's got the track record to prove all of this. Zach Braziller, the New York Post. I appreciate a few minutes. Certainly a different time in Queens, a different buzz. Lots of page views and stories out of the New York Post. Thanks to you. Appreciate your coverage. Thank you for hopping on. And I'm sure we'll touch base real soon.
Hey, man, anytime.
All right. Thank you so much to Zach Braziller of the New York Post for joining me on the Eye on the Storm podcast. He has been covering the Rick Pitino news, the St. John's news, like a glove all week. Great articles all throughout the New York Post. It's an absolutely wild time at St. John's. They are all over the news. The buzz is real. Season ticket requests are up over 20%. St. John's seems to be the hot item in the streets. Certainly excited for that. We're going to bring you all of the coverage as it unfolds over the next few weeks. What will the roster look like? Who will the transfers be? Who else will hit the transfer portal? I'm sure there will be many. So far, Rafael Pinzon and Omar Stanley have left the team. Certainly wish them the absolute best in their next destinations. But St. John's is rocking and rolling. It's an exciting time to be a Johnny fan, and I appreciate all of you guys joining me for this ride that's just getting started. Thank you for listening. As always, we'll be back next time.
You've been listening to the Eye on the Storm podcast. Go Johnnies!